1660 Baywood LLC.
And Mr. Chairman, before I make my motion on the change of zone, I'm seeking a point of clarification. Given all the different diagrams and concerning the B1 district, Mr. Lank, do you remember if there was any request for anything other than multifamily housing in the B1?
The only thing shown in their exhibit on the conditional use would have been multifamily and the amenities. And then they showed the stores on the lower level. I don't know if that was, I can't remember if that was in the C1 or in the B1 district.
That's the part I wasn't clear on, was whether there was any of the commercial uses on the first floor of those residential units or not.
I've got a minute for you. Hold on a second.
There was mixed use in the overall project.
Yeah, there was mixed use in the overall.
I know there was mixed use in the C1
right.
District, and that, but I wasn't sure in the requested rezoning from AR1 to B1 or in the existing B1 whether there was any commercial uses proposed. And while Mr. Lank is looking at it, would it be appropriate to ask the attorney for that applicant to come forward if it's, because we're not asking for new information, just clarification on what was presented at the public hearing?
Robertson, I'll defer to you on that.
The record's closed on it, but I suppose if we're just going to get that brief clarification, we're not adding anything new, we're just clarifying what was stated before.
Schrader, I'm going to ask you to answer the question you're asked and only the question that you're asked.
I'm a lawyer, Mr. Wheaton.
I know
I don't
that,
know if I can do that.
That's why I'm clarifying the situation here, because this is...
counterintuitive. You know?
I understand that. I understand that. That's why I wanted to bring it to the forefront of your consciousness.
For the benefit of the record, my name is Dennis Schrader. I was the attorney of record for the applicant, and as I understand the question posed by Mr. Johnson, it was, are there mixed commercial residential uses in the B1 area for which
Correct.
The conditional use is sought? And the answer is no, there are not.
Mm-mm. So the B1 zones would be multifamily housing?
Yes.
Mm. All we need.
That's all I need. Thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Chairman, with that clarification, I'm prepared to make a motion.
All right, sir. We're prepared to hear it.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve change of zone 1660 for Baywood LLC for a change in zone from AR1 agricultural residential to B1 neighborhood business based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. This application is to consider a change in zone from AR1 to B1. It has been filed simultaneously with an application for conditional use for mixed-use development with a multifamily structures on the same property. The subject property is located in the Long Neck area, which is an area that has seen residential and commercial growth in accordance with the comprehensive development plan. The area of the project is identified as part of the environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone, and B1 zoning is a permitted use within that area. The proposed project is consistent with the trend of the development and is in character with the nature of the area that includes other C1 and B1 zoning. It is part of the larger Long Neck community and will create a village, part of the larger Long Neck community. The proposed project meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance because it promotes orderly growth, convenience, prosperity, and welfare of Sussex County.
Question. I think there just needs to be one clarification. In your first finding, you referenced mixed-use development with multifamily structures. I think that should probably instead of refer to a conditional use for multifamily structures.
Or multi. Yeah. Thank you.
Just based on the clarification.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1660, Baywood LLC, for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change.